If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Next time you are at the airport, regardless of which airport it is in South Africa, just sit around, people watch. Who's there? Are they international travelers? Can you tell if they're from another country? And perhaps which region, if you can listen to the language that they might be speaking. This is important because fundamentally it gives us evidence of what it is that we are seeing in the statistical data. That over this December period and between January and February, South Africa and its airports, specifically those in Cape Town and other markets, have actually seen an uptick in the visitation of international tourists. So much so that there's a huge opportunity here that the Airports Company of South Africa is looking to tap into by developing a strategy over the next decade to really ensure that we attract a lot more foreign travelers, especially from China and India. To tell us more about this, though, we're joined by the Acting Group Manager for Traffic Development at Airports Company South Africa, AXA, Mpho Rambau. Mpho, such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Hi, Gugu, and good evening to you and your listeners. Thank you for having me.
A real pleasure to speak to you. And I guess before we take a look at the strategy going forward over the next decade, it's really important for us to reflect on how far we've come in just the last 4 to 5 years. Post the pandemic, 2023 and 2024 have really been a humdinger of a year, given the heightened number of foreign travelers we've seen coming into South Africa and specifically the Cape Town International Airport. Contextualize this for us. Help us understand how we're positioned and what you've been witnessing in your numbers as AXA.
100%. So we are estimating that we are probably going to close the financial year, which just ended now in March, with an 84% recovery to pre-COVID. And if you look at the recovery that we've seen, it's actually been varied across our entire airport network. Mm-hmm. As you know, Airports Company South Africa owns and operates about 9 airports within South Africa. The 3 main international airports, which is Tambo International, King Shaka, and Cape Town, mm-hmm. as 6 other regional airports in various other provinces. And essentially, we've seen the likes of Cape Town really, showing a significant recovery throughout this term, particularly within the international market segment, with the airport reaching as high as an 18% growth to pre-COVID. So we've, from an international point of view in Cape Town, we've really gone through recovery and now are tracking growth, which is quite phenomenal. Cape Town has also done very well in terms of the regional SADC recovery, and domestic recovery actually leads significantly the other airports within our network. So really, I think from a domestic point of view, we've seen Cape Town doing really well, and some of our airports not doing as well. But fundamentally, I think that has been significantly linked to, the sluggish South African economy that continues to impact on our ability to accelerate a recovery to pre-COVID. Mm.
Definitely. And maybe let's break down the growth strategy that AXA has positioned itself for, looking at the different regions. And let's start by taking a look at the rest of the Africa region and how many travelers we attract from that market before exploring opportunities in the east and perhaps more western nodes. But what are we seeing in terms of opportunities that can be unlocked just from those who are north of our borders?
So if you look at the SADC market, really, it forms a significant bulk of the total traffic that we sort of process through our airports. And the rest of Africa then makes about a quarter of the total traffic we essentially see coming from the continent. And this has significantly been driven by the fact that our connectivity to most of, the markets within our borders and the rest of SADC is quite adequate, with most destinations having over three flights a day in terms of services provided by primarily our domestic airlines. But where we've actually seen gaps is pretty much in the central part and eastern part of the African continent, as well as the north and western sides. And these have been markets that were quite challenging in the past for, you know, someone like an AXA to actually develop, primarily because they are quite a further distance away. And if you look at the relative size of the markets, they are quite thin in their nature. Mm. And so these complexities have really impeded our strategy to actually grow connectivity in those markets. But the regulatory framework within the continent is changing. Something like the single African air transport market is really providing new opportunities for us to actually explore. And significantly, we will be leveraging off these new agreements or treaties, the African Free Continental Trade Agreement, to ensure that we are able to expand our connectivity and develop new routes into the continent.
Very important, because I do understand that we can also use the African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement as a point to leverage off of partnerships there too. Let's go back to some of the sweet spots of growth that we have also witnessed. And Europe appears to be one of those that's also listed in some of your research, that there's still opportunity to grow despite the fact that there's been limited reach primarily to the Eastern European region.
That's correct. We have extensive connectivity to Western Europe, although there are still spots where provide really room for growth. Some of the markets that we are actively trying to develop is markets like Ireland, that is one of the largest unserved markets currently to South Africa. Markets in the Scandinavian region have really exhibited a lot of growth since the advent of COVID, and these will be some of the areas that we would be looking at. But significantly, if you look at the East Europe market, we really don't have any direct connectivity, and essentially this is one of the areas that we are paying very close attention to ensure that we are able to grow our presence and develop connectivity in those regions to really drive our growth agenda.
Let's talk about the sweet spot, China and India. What kind of growth have we been seeing here, and why does this make us so optimistic about enhanced potential?
If you look at both China and India, these are quite vast markets. And if you look at the size of the markets and the share of inbound traffic that South Africa attracts from these markets, it's really quite, relatively small, considering that these two markets are also part of BRICS, which South Africa is actually part of. And essentially, we are looking at these particular markets to actually swing the dial in terms of our growth objectives going forward. And we've really seen significant growth from India, primarily to markets such as Cape Town. China has really been closed for the longest of times, but received a significant boost when the Chinese government started rolling back some of the restrictions that they had to sort of control the COVID pandemic by allowing group travel to resume, which is one of the biggest travel segments for South Africa within the China market. Mm-hmm. And South Africa was actually listed by the Chinese government as one of the few countries that they would allow for group travel to resume, which provided a significant boost. And we've been seeing triple-digit growth figures to markets such as Gauteng, across the entire landscape in the KZN region as well as Cape Town. So really a testament of what a conducive regulatory environment can actually do to support the growth of aviation and tourism.
This is so intriguing because, again, in my mind, I'm picturing, you know, the group travel of Chinese tourists with their flags as to usually identify who they're traveling with. So this really contextualizes it for us to be more appreciative because they are coming to spend in our economy. But, Paul, what's also intriguing for anyone who's listening, they might be thinking, well, that's great from an airports company point of view, but you can't do this in isolation, right? You actually need the carriers, the aircrafts, the aviation companies and businesses to partner with you to facilitate the increased traffic that we need. So talk to us about the collaborative efforts, the partnerships, the conversations you're having with key stakeholders to make this happen.
100%. So if you look at primarily our area of influence really is in the airlift airlift space, which essentially provides additional supply into the market in terms of additional seats. But certainly there is another portion that essentially has to do with demand creation, which primarily the tourism agencies and DMOs or destination marketing organizations are really essential in terms of ensuring that as we develop this connectivity, there's actually demand that then utilizes this route links to ensure that both the airlines and the airports and the tourism stakeholders and everyone within the aviation and tourism value chain is able to actually harness this new growth that we would then provide.
This is so intriguing because, of course, many of these prospects and projects do take a while. And I do understand that you've set out the next decade. Help us understand what it is that we're looking to achieve within the 2, 3, 5 year milestones that we've set ahead for us.
Correct. If you currently look at our connectivity into the China market, for the longest of time, we only had Air China operating to or international. We received a significant boost in, getting Cathay Pacific to reinstate their Hong Kong service between Hong Kong and Johannesburg, which is quite an important link for us because it provides connectivity to the Hong Kong region as well as mainland China. But it also provides connectivity to other markets in the Far East, such as Thailand, Japan, and South Korea, etc., which are huge and significant markets for South Africa. And currently, those are the only two links that we have. And going forward, I think our main targets are markets such as Shanghai, Guangzhou, being, you know, markets that we've identified that potentially would have the demand to actually justify direct connectivity. And essentially in India, markets such as Mumbai and Delhi are the primary targets that we aim to develop direct connectivity in order to foster this integration between the BRICS bloc, whilst obviously growing our air traffic.
100%. If you've just joined us, it's 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. We are in conversation with Mpho Rambau, who is the Acting Group Manager for Traffic Development at the Airports Company of South Africa. So, as you can imagine, according to his title, traffic development, growth opportunities, how it is that we foster a higher level of tourism and tourist visits through our airports in South Africa, and of course, then contributing to our local economy through the various boards and participants in the market who themselves support the travel and hospitality industry. In case you've missed a few of the headlines as to some of the fantastic work that AXA is doing, not only reinvesting in our airports in terms of ongoing development, at least 21 billion rand that's been allocated there, but of course witnessing a heightened level of traffic, especially from international tourists, figures that were recently stated by Statistics South Africa, specifically speaking about the traffic that we've seen at the Cape Town International Airport. But as Mpho's highlighted in this conversation, we really are seeing it across the board in some of our airports, specifically those with international facilities in South Africa. Mpo, let's talk about the money. This is a business show. 21.7 billion rand, I understand, in recent research is what AXA is looking to contribute to airport upgrades. Contextualize this for us. You know, where will this capital be allocated to? What kind of development and investment will take place? And how will it be tangible to us as travelers next time we walk through an AXA airport?
I think there's been a huge outcry in terms of the ambience and state of our airports. So part of where that capital will be reallocated is in refurbishment projects to ensure that we upkeep our airports with the very highest standards that are normally accustomed to AXA and its airport network. Mm-hmm. And a significant part of that capital will be invested into new capital projects that would be critical for us to actually expand our capacity. For instance, in Cape Town, the influx of international traffic has really seen the need for us to move on with terminal expansion to ensure that there are adequate facility, particularly for our international tourists. And we're also looking at projects that would unlock greater movement of cargo, particularly within the Gauteng region, with a sort of greenfield investment in a new cargo terminal, which we have termed Midfield Cargo. And that is set to actually double our air cargo handling capacity. Sure. And essentially would align us and position us for greater growth that we actually anticipate, from the development of this new traffic, as well as enabling legislation such as the Continental Free Trade Agreement. Mm.
This is so intriguing because I think we, especially for many South Africans who buy or purchase goods abroad, want to move goods and services, and for industries as well, this is significant because it really does open up those opportunities for trade, as you underscore. Does this also, then translate into opportunities for further job creation, skills development, and maybe opportunities that AXA might be looking at for more young people or people in general, really, to enter the workforce through AXA?
100%. I think the tourism sector is one of those sectors that really doesn't require a lot of skilled labor and really can be harnessed to stimulate a whole host of growth in terms of jobs. And essentially, that will be part of the impact of, all the capital we are going to spend, as well as, all the strategies that we've put in place to actually grow our network in the future. And essentially, we are looking at greater participation and providing access to, South African producers, South African manufacturers to new markets. And that connectivity will actually provide a vehicle for them to actually access these new markets, to trade, generate revenue for their businesses and drive greater employment within the South African economy, which ultimately will lead to economic growth.
100%. Mpo, to close off with, I can imagine that there must be many South Africans saying, great, we've highlighted the opportunities, we've seen the markets that are aligned with growth, we're making the necessary capital investment. But maybe you can underscore for us how it is that we select these markets by perhaps juxtapositioning this with markets that aren't necessarily prioritized. And I'm hoping you can tap into your background as a network planning specialist to unpack this further. In other words, the markets that you don't go to and why you don't go to them.
So typically what we would then look at is the macroeconomic environment between South Africa and other markets, particularly focusing on foreign direct investment as well as trade. And so typically what you would find is markets that have a significant footprint within South Africa from a trade and investment point of view, that would significantly be linked with the volumes in terms of international tourist arrival that you would normally see. And there's a lot of literature really around how trade and foreign direct investment is a key component and driver of air travel between any particular market. And so you know, from a macro level, that's where we would typically start. We would also then look at the sort of growth that we've seen in this market. And from a macroeconomic point of view, those particular markets, you know, the relative size in terms of the demographics, we look at metrics such as urbanization and so forth, which really then brings us to a point where we are able to conduct feasibility studies on whether these markets are big enough for us to actually develop direct services, and if so, whether there would be an opportunity for a particular airline to come in and operate in a way that they would be able to make profit, because it's not only about access developing those links, but it's also ensuring that those markets would be sustainable for the airlines to actually generate a profit as they continue operating those markets.
Sure, and in a margin, in an environment, in a business sector where margins are really quite thin, that is something that needs to be considered. Thank you so much, Mpo. You've really just schooled us in understanding that you don't just, you know, take a flight anywhere in the world. It does need to make sense in terms of the traffic and the commercialization, but also the opportunities for trade and exchange that can take place and make it fruitful for both economies. Such an informative conversation. Next time we have you back here, I guess we'll talk about all the questions South Africans have about AXA going forward. Enhanced safety, security, which has been prioritized, and maybe more reliable Wi-Fi. Hey, I'm teasing.
That's loading.
Fantastic. Oh, Paul, such a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you for your time.
All right. Good evening to you, and thank you for having me.
Anytime. Thank you so much. That's Mpho Rambau, who's the Acting Group Manager for Traffic Development at AXA, the airports company, South Africa. Such a phenomenal conversation, right? And it really does call for us just to pay a little bit more attention when you are at these various airports. Just take a look at, you know, where the cargo planes are, what kind of traffic you're seeing in terms of the airlines, which kind of travelers you happen to witness around the various terminals of the airport. Are you seeing more international travelers? Are they traveling in a group, or is it smaller families? And that will help you pique your interest, you know, just in understanding what we are seeing in terms of travel, tourism, and movement of goods, services, and people within our airports in South Africa. And pay attention to the technological developments that do take place at our airports. In terms of luggage, of course, we know that they've made significant strides there, but also just in terms of the facilities management that's required. See, business isn't boring. There's a business story in everything.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.